Let it be known, Sean is a wild boy and is not afraid to ask for what he wants.
Hey, like they say, close mouth, don't get fed.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 20, Seattle. Recap of Episode 10. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
I know when you first started the show, you didn't really like the show, right? It's gotten a little better, especially since you've had to deal with some other reality TV shows. How are you feeling about this format now and the way they've been moving this along?
When you're saying first started the show, you're talking about Season 13.
Mm-hmm.
When we first started.
Yeah.
I like this version better, and it's mainly because I like the experts.
Right.
I feel the old experts did a good job of matching people for the right reasons, and I think these experts are the same. But I love how these experts are a bit more engaged with the couples and a lot more interaction and really holding them accountable. And not just letting them just, you know, say some of this BS or be very surface level. They're really hitting them good. So I do like that. I still got my concerns with quite a few of these couples. I don't think we're going to have a stronger success rate with this season than we've had in previous seasons.
Shante says she doesn't like these experts. Why? What is it about? Because here's the thing. I don't think they've let anybody off the hook. Dr. P was the only one that didn't let people off the hook. Remember when she had to check that man who thought he could talk down to the sister like that? And he like, hold up now. Mm-hmm. I ain't one of your little friends. Shante said they just want drama. Majority of these people are red flags. Yes. And you know who's in charge of that? The producers.
Right.
The experts don't pick these folks, regardless of what they say. Pastor Callum didn't pick them folks. We know that because he knew better. Trinity said, it's my first time watching, so I can't compare. Marie says, now I'm not a fan of the experts' matching abilities. Again, I don't know if it's them this time.
I really think about it. All the seasons I've done, season 13 to season 20, I understood why they matched couples.
Yeah.
But what they don't have control over is when these couples actually meet each other.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's where it goes downhill.
Some of these people shouldn't have. Here's what I would agree on. Some of these people shouldn't have even been on the show, not even matched. They shouldn't have been on the show because they didn't seem ready. Right.
Yeah.
And that's something they in the conversations before, even with the producer, hey, man, are we doing this for TV or not? We're doing this so you can get your check, sir. OK, then go ahead and let them in. All right. Mike says this season has been more interesting, but feels more like a game show to me. You know what? That's it.
I can see that.
Right there. Shante says New Orleans was the last good season. New Orleans was a good season. And we know you talk about people who didn't want to be touched. They still made it through and did it. Mrs. Wilson says the male expert, that would be Paul, looks like he smells something stinky all the time.
Now I can't unsee that because
and Shante saying this. You see, but 90% of the people aren't ready. I agree. I totally agree. The 90% of the cast is not ready. However, that I don't know that that's for the experts.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, the experts should have known. A couple of these people should be on the show.
Oh, they know.
That you're not ready for this. Mm-hmm.
See, Vicky says, I think production picks the couples, but experts get the heat for the matches that don't work. Love the new experts and the format. So, yeah, there we go.
Okay.
That being said, let's dive into to this one, because this episode 10, begins with one of your favorite couples, Marissa and Adam. And she tells us that she and Adam need to go deep.
Yeah.
So they're going to do an experiment, an assignment that the experts gave them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to try to get deep and ask some serious stuff. And more than just vibing deep, like conversationally deep. Mm-hmm. And she asks Adam, what is something that people mistake about him or assume about him? And he says that he's very surface level and his intelligence is hidden, which I just don't buy because Adam tries his best to show how smart he is.
Yeah.
And look at how well I play classical piano. So I thought that was hilarious.
But, you know, okay, here's the thing. When he talked about he's trying to at least be serious here, right?
Yeah.
And here's the problem I have. Marissa's laughing the whole time. Now, I know it's coming from me. That sounds ridiculous since I laugh all the time. However, I...
What?
There are times I can be serious, sir. Piss me off. You'll see. So...
I have. I've seen it.
Yes, I know. Exactly. But she'll ask a question and he's giving a serious answer and she just starts laughing.
Yeah. I think that's just her nervous laughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what she does, kind of with the vocal fry. Like, she doesn't realize she's doing it, but she does it. Although I agree with you though, it's hard for me to take a person serious if all they do is giggle every time they're trying to get a sentence out.
Right. See, Chocolate Suno agrees. That irritated me too. Marissa's laughing made him not be serious back. Yeah. You ask the man to be serious. He's sitting there looking at you with a serious face and you over here. Just all key-keying.
Oh, key-keying. But you notice she didn't really share a whole lot from what they showed us, right? Yeah. In case it just wasn't aired. But we didn't really see, because that's the thing that we keep saying is that we know what Adam thinks. Mm. We know how Adam feels. We know what Adam wants.
Yeah.
None of us know what Marissa thinks or wants.
Yeah, at all. I did like that conversation when she asked, what terrifies you most about marriage with me? Because we did get a little bit from her there. Not what she wants, but at least a little bit in her background.
Well, yes and no, because Adam says, well, financially, we're both aligned. And she said yes, because that was one of her concerns, because her mom and dad argued a lot about finances.
Right.
But you're with somebody who's financially secure. So to me, that point is mute.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Anything else from that game that stood out to you?
Was it something you were really insecure about?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Adam was a little chunky monkey when he was younger, and that's what made him get into the gym and start to rip it.
It's terrible as it kills me.
Of course, yeah. And then when she asked the craziest place he's had sex,
of course
it was a jet ski.
It was better off if she just said, hey, so have you had sex on the jet ski? Did you wash it off after? Because you had me sit on this damn thing a couple times.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then he says, under the right circumstances, he would be open to a threesome.
Okay. Now, he said that. But Marissa, why the hell would you ask guy or girl, which man besides Adam is going to say guy? That's very selfish of you. Very selfish, because only one person gets satisfied if it's two guys.
Well, I think you asked that question based on her experience of how they've been vibing. And maybe there's certain things he might like. Thus, she said, girl or guy for the threesome. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe Adam likes to get pegged. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, at least he knows which one was Felipe. By the way, Shante did point out something, which absolutely right. He did say he was skinny, and then that's why he started going to the gym.
He did, because he wanted to bulk up.
Wait, go ahead and say that again. Go and tell her she was right.
She was right. Yeah, my fault. You're right. You wanted to bulk up. I have no problem saying I was wrong. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
Only when it comes to telling me that I'm right. That's what it is. Yep. Okay, I got it. Yeah, that's what it is. The next couple up, Nikki and Sean. Nikki sets up a knick-knick. Cute name.
Yeah. It's like, Nick, you ain't getting no part of this.
Nikki's saying you're not getting a nick of this.
Yeah, you ain't getting a nick of this.
The knick-knick / picnic, her and Sean, what stood out to you from this? Because I think this conversation it felt like it was going in circles.
It did, because he asked where she sees them and their connection and with trust.
Mm.
And Nikki says that she is more hopeful than she has been and can see some compatibility. But I really think these are just words. I think Nikki's just saying this. I think Nikki's goal is just to get through this and make it to decision day to say no. So she's just being friendly. Mm-hmm. But she has no intention of liking this man.
I was trying to understand why he even asked, is there a pathway to saying yes on decision day? Sir, no.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because I think Sean's motive is I'm going to keep pushing her buttons to piss her off enough to where she either quits. Because it just doesn't make sense. Sean's too smart and too educated to be pulling some of this dumb shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, he says they need physical intimacy, right? To be there, which to that point, Coach Run says, if Sean gets them panties, I'll eat my iPad. It ain't gonna happen. You're right.
Your iPad's safe. Unless he steals the panties. Unless he steals some panties. But other than that, your iPad's safe. You ain't gonna worry about it.
Newbie Mahogany says he's being strategic. You know, he's asking the questions, right? And I like what, so is Nikki. Nikki's very strategic because she's saying she may need to do some things that are out of her comfort zone and be sexual with her husband, which I thought maybe she missaid that. Maybe I misheard it. Rewind that. No, she actually said that. Mm. What does that mean?
It would mean for me, check please, I'm out. Because if you're telling me that maybe I can do some things to try to have some sexual attraction to you because I don't at all. But maybe if the lights are really dark and I drink a bunch of Uncle Nearest, maybe I can do it. Yeah, no, I'd be done.
Mimi says Nikki's just trying to make it to decision day, but I question some of her actions. Meanwhile, Trey says Sean is torturing her because he knows she doesn't want him.
Mm-hmm.
Could be that, right?
Right. He knows.
Before we move on to the next couple, I saw this pop up here, right? So I just got to get to it because still talking about that threesome that Adam and Marissa are bringing about. Trinity asks, what makes you think she will enjoy it if it's a girl? Because remember I said, if it's two guys, only one person's going to get enjoyment out of this. And that's why it was very, rude of Marissa and selfish.
Well, I think it was rude of you to assume that if it was another woman, that she wouldn't get pleasure out of being with a man and a woman.
No, see, you just made my point.
No, but even for the guy, he could like seeing another woman please his woman while he's doing certain things.
Again, you're still making my point, sir.
No, he's enjoying it. She's enjoying it. The other one's enjoying it.
You're making my point. It's
like
okay.
A human centipede.
When you watch this back, you'll realize you're still making my point. It's okay.
I'll say all three can enjoy it. I said all three can enjoy it.
Again, you're making my point. You're making my point.
Would enjoy it. You said only one person would enjoy it. Check tape.
I said if it's two guys, that's what I said. If they're two guys, because that's what she asked, guy or girl. So she was rude to ask for the guy in the first place.
Even in a situation where it's two guys, all three can still enjoy it.
Okay. We got what you said.
I'm just saying it is possible that all three participants can enjoy it.
Is this Elino says it's low-key rude to ask for a threesome, so if a guy's going to bring it up, it's going to be in my benefit.
Fair
to that point. Yeah, I agree. If it's rude, then that's what it is. And Chocolate Soon is right there with me. She knows he's selfish. I agree with Yanni. So there's that. See, it's okay. And Monica,
he's selfish, but maybe
the only person that doesn't see my point is you. Mimi, you're wrong. No. Stop it.
Oh, wow. Wow. See, Mimi sees my point. You never know.
Apparently, y'all are seeing eye to eye on this.
Just saying, all that, you know, machismo, maybe he wants a little pegging every now and then.
See, this is why you and Nikki B are always on the same wavelength. Linky B says, don't ask me for a threesome unless you want to get penetrated, sir. This is why y'all are always so aligned.
All I'm saying is love. Don't judge.
I ain't judging. I'm just not gonna be there. Next couple, Tori and Felipe. Well, technically just Tori, because she's out there talking with her friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
About Felipe. And
right.
I see her friends noticing and pointing out that Tory is doing a 180 on a couple things, religion and cheating.
Yeah. Now, the religion piece, actually, technically for both, she got with a stranger. So you can't say that she's doing a 180. She didn't have a choice. She didn't find out he was an atheist and a cheater until after they got married. So I don't think it's fair to say that. But I like how she's trying to say, look, my religion and my faith is something special to me. Though he might be an atheist, I might still be able to make this work. I don't believe it, but you've heard me talk about that many times. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
But the cheating piece, here's where I stand on the cheating. Yes, she doesn't like that he did it. But what to me, and in the comments, let me know what y'all think. It sounds to me like she doesn't like the fact that he cheated, never told his girlfriend at the time that he cheated, and she found out secondhand. Then he blocked it out of his head like it was nothing. I think that's the stuff that bothers her. The fact if he would have said, look, I cheated. I was at this party after work one night. I wound up kissing this girl. I immediately felt awful. I went home and told my partner. We tried to work through it for the next 6 months. We just couldn't get past it. I felt terrible. And I swear I'd never do it again. Cheating would not be an issue. But it's how he handled it. I think that's the issue.
Well, we'll find out later why. Because this man actually said he felt so bad that he forgot. That's crazy. That is wild. And I love her friends. We don't love cheating men, but he hasn't dated someone like you. Delusional. Now you're giving her false hope.
Yes. He's cheating everybody else, but he's not made you.
Yo, you're here's the problem. That was from the guy in the group. You're supposed to be the one with the sense to not to say it with the way it is. That's not the way to say it. That's delusional. By the way, Shantae says, I agree with the friends. She's bending too much. She also said Tori's black friend could see right through the BS, which if Tori said she had a black friend. y'all would have called BS on that. Yeah. But I have a black friend.
But this is why you keep us around, because we're going to be like, Tori, girl, no.
I like JC Walsh. I love how diverse Tori's friend group is. Did you notice that too?
It is. It is very diverse.
And Trey said, they gave the Christian woman an atheist. The producers are evil. You agree?
No, only because I don't agree in the real world dating somebody. They're religious and I'm not. We shouldn't even try this.
Right.
In this experiment, if all the other things, because no one's going to be 100% of what you want. But if someone is 90% of what Tory wants and the only thing is he doesn't believe in baptisms and doesn't want to go to church on Sundays and doesn't want to tithe, that's the only issue. But he's everything else that you could possibly want. I think you can work through that. They could, but it's only because you're married at first sight.
Right.
Initially dating, no. But no, married at first sight, you can work through that.
Mimi says that guy's comment, Tory's friend, was stupid. She was cheated on before. So what makes her exempt with Felipe? Good point.
That's true. But he hasn't been with you before. But yeah, but these other dudes were with me.
By the way, Coach Run said, I cheated on quite a few women before I got married. And once I got married, I forgot.
Well, I hope your wife doesn't watch the podcast.
She's right there next to her.
Exactly. It's like, so, no. You didn't forget. You told her. Y'all are good. You didn't cheat on her. That's very different. Not quite apples to apples.
Hey, that was, baby, that was before you. We good.
Yeah, that's before you. That's 5 years before I ever met you. I did all this.
And I met you and I forgot all about doing stuff like that. Something to be says, if it was a black man who had said that, the experts would have told her to end the marriage. You agree?
If it was a black man that would have said what Tory's friend said to him, or that he cheated. No, I think that's a huge reach. I wouldn't go there.
I knew you would. Mike
as much says, as we've had, look at all the other people we've had in the previous seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mike says, only reason to tell your partner you cheated is to pass off your guilt into their pain. Mike, that is the best excuse I've ever heard tonight. That is amazing.
Mike, no, sir. No. You should never tell them. All you do is just hurt them. They didn't deserve that. They don't deserve to be hurt. Keep the lie. Come on, Mike.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry. I got to applaud you. That was creative. I would have never thought of some shit like that.
That's my look, Yanni, if you love her, you won't tell her. Do you want to hurt someone you love? No, you don't. Of course not. So why would you tell her? Because it's going to hurt.
Protect your woman.
Yeah.
Hey, quick shout out to everybody rocking with us, man. Whether you're here now as part of the live crew or watching later as part of the replay gang, do us a favor, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notification. Oh,
shout. And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRD pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time. With Terrell.
And to the replay gang, do us a favor. Please hit that hype button. And to all our podcast fam, listen on your favorite app. Thank you, too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. And if you'd like to support in style, above Terrell's left shoulder, there's another QR code. You can check out the merch store, scan the QR code, and thank you in advance for your support.
Support.
You've made it this far, and we're happy you are here. Do us a favor. Let us know you're still here. You're ready to get on to the mafia-themed party and Courtney's birthday party, where she can cry if she wants to, complain if she wants to, nag if she wants to. Well, she's going to do it anyway, but leave the word mafia in the comment section, in the segment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mafia. Leave it in the mafia. Comment section. Mafia. Mafia. Or if you want to get hip hop, you can go mafioso. What'd you think of the whole picture thing with Courtney and Nick before they went to the party? With her and the cake. And did she really just take the candle out, suck some of the stuff off the cake off it, and then stick it back in the damn cake?
Yeah. Shit, but that was supposed to be sexy. Hey, Nick, look at this.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. That was it. What was up with the lollipops? Do you think those were THC lollipops?
It didn't calm me down if it was.
Fair. Just everybody was like, who has dinner and eats lollipops
right
at the same time? That's why I was thinking, like, maybe these are edible, THC lollipops, and everybody's just trying to get their buzz on.
Right. That could have been it. Because now this party, this birthday party, was at Felipe's restaurant, correct?
It looks like it was, because he said he was taking care of the wine and
appetizers.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all got to pay for the rest of this.
Yeah.
My menu's expensive. couple of things happening, and we'll get back to Nikki, that's funny. Terrell's not gonna know what you're talking about, but she said the lollipops were in honor of Marvin Thomas. That is funny.
Marvin Thomas.
From Raising Kanan and the Power Universe.
I know idea who that is.
I told you would know, but that was good. I like that. That was good. Belle and Mecca, they're both sitting there having this conversation. It sounds like they're just talking to themselves, but ends up rarely being talking with everybody else. So they both have some shit to get off their chests, which understandable, right?
No, I think they got to grow up and get over that. Like, build a bridge and get over it. So they're still bothered by the fact that they were called being performative by some people at the dinner, and of course, one of the experts.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel you weren't, okay, let it go and move on. Why are you still bothered by that?
Yeah. The thing I didn't like about this, and tell me if I'm wrong for feeling this way, but I didn't like hearing Belle tell Mecca that she doesn't mind him shutting down as long as he doesn't take it out on her. Because to me, that's not effective communication. That if you need a moment, fine. Shutting down, that's not an option.
I agree. shutting down is not an option. If you need some time, that's fine to say that. But I'm curious why she used those choice of words. Mm-hmm. Like, is there something in her history or something mm-hmm. that people shut down and took it out on her, whether it be her own relationships previously, right. relationships with men, something that just seems very, I'd want to have a lot more dialogue about why did you say it just like that? I get don't shut down, but you took it to another level.
Like Joy says, sounds like Mecca shut down for a day or two over that performative comment. That is not okay. And that is my point. Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't shut down. Not with the because Rick, here's what I didn't like about that comment too. She says, as long as you don't take it out on me. Mm-hmm. He did. Because who had to deal with the effects of that? You did. With him shutting right. down, now you're sitting there by your damn self.
Right.
You paint your own toenails and fingernails by yourself because he's not there to help you and do his at the same time.
Well, as she said, if he's all upset, that means she's not going to get any peen. So the fact that she said that, and I'm sorry, someone tells me, Terrell, I want your peen, I'll be mad. Like, don't call it that. You respect it. Don't call it a peen.
You call him by his name, goddammit.
Yeah, you call him by his name. And you put Mr. in front of it.
Lola says, Belle is working too hard. She needs to let him do some of the work. Look, Belle is the ultimate ride or die. And we'll see that when we get to them a little bit later, too, because there's a whole lot. And she is definitely riding for her man. She is riding for him. But here's another thing I didn't understand. Mecca saying he felt feeling attacked is why he doesn't feel deserving of love. And I was confused by this. Maybe I'm the only one.
I don't see how the two correlate. That you felt you got attacked by this, but because that happened, you don't feel that you're deserving of love. I think those are two separate issues. Mm-hmm. That he has to deal with. And I think his not feeling deserved of love just because his mom never loved him or at least wasn't there for him after age 5.
Mm. Yeah. By the way, Nikki B points out, Belle saying getting any peen was also performative. She knows. Stop it.
Stop it, Nikki.
Meanwhile, you said don't call yours peen. Chocolate Sooner says, okay, Mr. Eggplant.
Just saying.
Put some respect on my name.
Put some respect. Can't wait to get your peen. No, you're not getting that.
KT's absolutely right. Here's the thing. This is where Mecca needs to grow up because he doesn't want any negative feedback. If you,
right.
This is not what this is. And you can't go through life being coddled. You want a participation trophy? That ain't the place for it. Go back to Pee Wee League for that.
That's that generation. He's in that generation of everybody told him you're special.
Yeah.
And everybody gets a ribbon. And God forbid you say you suck at something.
Yep. Swoop says feedback equal attack for Mecca. Shante says Mecca takes any criticism as a personal attack. by the way, Nikki B says good eggplant needs no name. It moves in silence like lasagna. Real G's move in silence. Here's the thing, the birthday girl, they were offering her the head of the table, but mm-hmm. she said, no, I'm going to sit, you know, I'll go sit between you two, Caitlin and Michelle. And they're like, yeah, but what about Nick? Oh, he'll understand.
Yeah. I'd have been bothered by that too, because all the other couples sat by their person. Everyone else did. Why would you not want to sit by me? And it's because you don't like me. That's my frustration with Courtney. Mm-hmm. She has every right not to be into Nick, mm-hmm. but she's just awful to be around. It's awful to watch.
Yeah. Or as people say, Courtney's evil, Courtney's insufferable, Courtney's nasty and rude. She's just mean.
Yeah.
All of those things. Everything is an accurate description of her, right? Mm-hmm. Because the problem, though, to this, I think you would it place some blame on Nick in this moment because he was Homer Simpson in the bushes in this moment.
Well, so remember when I was comparing Adam's confidence mm-hmm. to Nick. And so when Courtney made that comment about Adam being the hottest guy here, I think she's just attracted to his confidence. Mm-hmm. Nick doesn't seem that confident. If it were me, I'd have been like, oh, no, babe, I'm going to sit right there. You're going to sit right there. We good? And I think that's what she wanted him to do.
Right.
Take charge and say something. And he was just like, oh, well, it's whatever. It's whatever. No. You got to step up, man. And that's just not what Nick does.
In that moment, yeah, that he came off extremely weak in that. And you can't do that.
Yeah.
She's too strong, too aggressive for you to come off weak. You're getting trampled. And none of that is getting her excited to even get close mm-hmm. to you. Velvety Vice says, I hate how Nick sat there pretending like he didn't hear Court and Devin. That, again, this speaks to what you just said about him. Well, whatever you want to do, you want to sit with the girls, I'll go sit at the end of the table by myself. Because he's there counting off, so-and-so sits with so-and-so, so-and-so sitting here, I'm going to, maybe I'll just serve. Right?
I'm just going to go in the back and I'll get the appetizers. I'll bring plates out. Give me a minute.
So here's the thing. Devin jumps in and tries to have a convo with Courtney. Did he overstep here, though?
He only overstepped because he's drunk. Mm-hmm. If they were sober, or if he was sober, I wouldn't look at that as overstepping because they've been doing that. That's part of what the group dinners and stuff is. People talk to you about your relationship.
Yeah.
The fact that he was drunk made it really bad.
It really did. Because here's the thing. It did get bad for him when he kept trying to carry the conversation on, right? I will say this. He's a very calm drunk, though, because Courtney was disrespectful as hell. She was disrespectful in the way she was talking about Nick mm-hmm. to the point that she got disrespectful to Devin. And if you're with him, then fuck you. Whoa, hold up now. Let me tell you something here.
Right.
Because what we're not doing is that, right?
Right.
And then, hey, Caitlin, can you control your husband? Can you control your boy?
Yeah.
See, this is why I can't do reality TV.
Okay. I will say this. They did all that with cameras around.
Yeah.
And people around.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what they're like when that's not there.
Right.
So if Courtney's willing to talk to him that way, Courtney's that type of girlfriend that's going to get you into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's going to talk some shit.
Yeah.
And against somebody who's bigger than her, and you're going to have to step up.
Mm-hmm.
For Devin to be as aggressive as he was, it concerns me that he did that.
Right.
Because I just wonder, what are you like then when all the cameras, everybody's not around? Because he kept telling, no, listen to me. Listen to me. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was sober, I bet he wouldn't even got close to that.
Right.
But I was just disappointed in both of them.
No, yeah, true. And, you know, the whole listen to me, that's when I was like, oh, yeah, he's a little too much. Because it really is a lot that he was doing in that moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin comes in, and I don't like the way she handled the situation. I'll be honest. I don't like the way she handled this. Or do you think that Devin, in his soused state, didn't handle it right? Who was wrong in this one?
Well, Caitlin walked into this and is trying to figure out what's going on. Mm. And Devin is wanting her to take his side because you're my wife. And she's like, well, yeah, but, you know, I don't know what you did. Now, in traditional relationships, you've been with someone for a long period of time.
Mm.
Even if I'm wrong, publicly, you're going to have my back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we get in the car, you're going to be like, don't you ever put me in that situation again. You was wrong as shit.
Yeah.
You're going to call me out totally fine, privately. They've only been together a few weeks.
Okay, but that's where the problem starts and ends for me. Just like your girl Cheryl says, Caitlin said, I just met you. I'm not taking your side. You just met her. Why are you taking her damn side? You know her less than you know me.
Girl,
what are you talking about? You're not married to her. What are you doing?
Yeah.
That was the worst excuse ever.
Yeah.
I just met you. You said I do, mother.
I just met you. I don't know you like that. Courtney's back.
So Nance fan says, can we vote people off the show? They need to make it like on Love Island. Imagine if we got to switch up the couples. Whew, that would be crazy.
Courtney's like, hey, Adam, can I pull you for a chat?
Um, So Courtney and Devin now, they get back to the, Caitlin and Devin.
Caitlin, yeah.
Caitlin and Devin. They get back to the apartment and the way this conversation went was tough to watch for a number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can tell Devin, is not going to stop talking.
Right.
Caitlin did the right thing when she said, go take a shower. We'll talk about it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But then she crossed the line, didn't she?
She did, but I'm going to try to give her some grace and say the producers are like, no, keep going. Mm-hmm.
The producers weren't there. That was a camera on the nightstand.
But they're told to record. They could easily not record that.
Mm-hmm.
They were told to do it. But I agree with you.
She was definitely going to record.
Oh, yeah. He was totally drunk. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you that she started out in the right way to say, look, why don't you just go take a shower? Mm-hmm. Let's just go to bed. We'll talk about it in the morning. But he is just so out there. And then he started, come on, no, listen to me. Here, come here. Give me a hug.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a lot. And I hope he watches this. Mm-hmm. And says, yeah, I got to make sure I control myself when I'm drinking because that's creepy.
It is creepy. But when she called him a 5-year-old,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm thankful that he is a calm drunk. Because she called him a 5-year-old. You expect me to let you take the lead? Never going to happen. And the way she was talking to him, like Mimi said, she didn't have to talk to him like that. He was drunk and annoying, but he wasn't aggressive. And thankfully, he didn't. And I'm glad he's not. That's not obviously in his nature because alcohol will bring some of that stuff out. And for her, this is why I say she probably set that phone up and had it recording just in case. But that wasn't safe for her to put herself in that situation like that.
But what could she have done? Mm-hmm. He didn't want to go jump in the shower and just go sleep it off. He wanted to stand there in the door and keep talking. Mm-hmm. What is she supposed to do? And keep in mind that Caitlin has said that she's been in mostly bad relationships, mm-hmm. most of them toxic. So she's used to this type of back and forth, going at each other. Mm-hmm. So for her, it's no big deal. But to your point, it's still dangerous to do with somebody you don't really know that well, that you only know 3 weeks.
Exactly. Very dangerous. Like if she's my friend, I'm like, girl, don't you ever do that again. Yeah. Understand. I know you think you're big and bad. Don't you do that. By the way, Nikki B says 5-year-olds don't drink, for your information, Caitlin.
What? That should have been Devil's event. You think a 5-year-old can handle drinks I had tonight?
Look, I'm still standing.
I'm still standing up. Can a 5-year-old do this?
By the way, Velvety Vice says marrying a stranger is dangerous too, and these dummies did it.
Well, touche.
Yep. And your girl Cheryl says she's been in toxic relationships because of her. Can we say that?
I don't think it's fair to say that because we only hear one side, and if we're watching this behavior, but she could have been in some toxic relationships. I don't know. I try not to make too much fun of that. But she is a problem, though. I will say that.
Oh, definitely. Nikki B says Devin could at least remember the night before, unlike Felipe, because we did get to see them the next morning. Mm-hmm. And I will say, Devin apologized. Wasted no time, got to it. Let me apologize real quick, right?
Yeah.
And to her credit, Caitlin doesn't chat. I could only imagine if Nick tried to apologize to Courtney how it would go. At least Caitlin didn't do this to him. She kind of explained her past, how that was a trigger for her, and explains her reactions to him. And then she kind of set boundaries, didn't she?
Well, she did. And I'm glad that she called it out, because letting him understand, this is why this triggered me, what you did last night. I've been in these type of relationships before. Mm-hmm. And as long as this is not a pattern, if this is a fluke night where you wind up, oops, I got drunk, I'll let it slide. Mm-hmm. But if this is your normal MO, then no, we can't be in a relationship.
Yeah, which I agree. By the way, Swoop says, I like Devin for the most part, but when he says, I hear you, I see you, I understand you, it makes my booty itch.
I saw that comment, so I started laughing earlier. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh my God, hilarious. Because yeah, I got tired of hearing that crap too. When they were one on one, and he tried to do it with Courtney, and Courtney was like, "You don't see." That's nuts. Next, we get to see Belle Jolie and Mecca, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're meeting with Paul, and Mecca starts off telling Paul that he felt attacked in the group session. And I like how Paul just sat there and was like, "So, saying you felt attacked by me?"
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you and others.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. I do like how Mecca in that moment did not back down, right? Because I would have expected, as childish as he's been this entire time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would have expected him to kind of back down. He didn't. He stood his ground in that moment, like, yeah, you know, he explained his feelings. And I almost was like, damn, maybe you could teach your daddy how to do that. Because something tells me he's not that respectful in that moment.
In some why is his daddy catching strays?
Why? Because he's Logic.
Why is Logic catching strays?
Because he's
Logic. We haven't heard from Logic since episode 2.
That's because the producers kept cutting him out every time he tried to show up at the house.
I mean, I think it's great that Mecca, you know, stood his ground to call out that he was attacked. Mm-hmm. And from Paul, I don't like that he said, "Hey, I'm sorry that you felt that way." Because to me, that's not an apology that Paul needs to make. Mm-hmm. He was just calling out what he saw. And if that made you feel some type of way, that's on you. But I'm not apologizing for it. But
yeah, I agree.
I still like how Paul kept it moving, saying my job is to shake you and shock you a little bit, which right. I did.
Yeah. And to your point, no apology needed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you felt that way. No, not even that.
I'm not sorry you felt that way. It's like, "Oh, wow, too bad you felt that way." But that's
too bad you felt that way. There you go. That's the proper terminology.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Thank you.
Mecca admits to trying to push love away, right? And talks about mm-hmm. the feelings he had due to his mom not being there. Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he wishes he had a relationship with his mom. And this is why he's saying that he doesn't feel deserving of love. And then Paul tells him that he's a self-sabotager.
Mm-hmm.
And he chooses fear over love. Because love takes work. It's easy to keep running from every woman
yep.
that is trying to let you in, embrace you, and trying to love you. It's easy to run from them mm-hmm. and be scared of it compared to just being vulnerable and allowing someone to love you, which is what Belle Jolie is trying to do.
By the way, Mimi pointed out something that Paul said he's sorry he felt that way, which is no admission of wrongdoing. Paul worded that perfectly.
I don't know. I just wouldn't use the word "I'm sorry." Because I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sorry you said something. I said something that bothered you. I just commented on what you were doing and your behavior.
You know, and that's where I think you and I are very aligned in that one. I'm never going to tell you I'm sorry if I don't think I am. I'm never going to apologize. I'm never going to tell you if I don't think I'm wrong. I'm never going to do that. Mm. So, I agree. Sinan's fans, why is Mecca on the show again? Space unicorns. I'm tired of Mecca's performance. Everybody else is. It's way too much. He needs to get over that. And hopefully they can get past it now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next time we see Mecca and Belle, they're on the basketball court. You know, Belle doing her dance routine, throwing them shoulders back. Then Mecca comes in, they start a little role playing. Cute?
It was fine, but then I kind of saw why Mecca was on the women's practice squad watching him miss.
Why? Because he can
look like Angel Reese missing some of the easy shots.
You leave Angel Reese alone. What's wrong with you? Angel Reese is having a way better season than your girl, Caitlin.
My girl.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Well, you always say you take the other side, so there you go.
No. So you're fine. Asia Wilson, to me, is the best player in WNBA, but go ahead.
That's because she is.
Yeah.
I never said Angel is. I just said she's better. She's having a better season than Caitlin Clark. Mm. Michelle and Cameron go to see Michelle's place and meet her roommate, Tam. So Cam meets Tam.
Mm-hmm. Her place looked really nice.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and there's a lot of work. Like, I'm impressed when if I go to someone's house for the first time and they say, yep, I redid these cabinets, I painted them, I put new stuff up and all that. I think that's great because these aren't going to do that. So the fact that you did it, I'm impressed.
Right.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, because he's like, you did this, you did this. Man, I feel like I need to step my game up. But you know what? And I feel that's the feeling you should have. I need to be a better version of myself when I'm with you. That's a good feeling.
Yeah.
So what he doesn't know that he's feeling, and we know he's actually feeling.
Right.
Nikki B says, I'm rooting for talls and smalls. By the way, live crew, Mike has a message. He says, being the pro black man that I am, I'm going to need this live crew to back up off Mecca a little. Now, you do know you just invited them to come down on him even more.
Yeah.
I just
good luck, Mike.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Hopefully they don't throw you in there, too. Oh, no. Yeah. BK Queens.
Maybe while you're on the road in a truck driver, you happen to be in Seattle. Maybe you can meet up with Mecca and y'all can go get your nails painted black and hang out. And then tell me you're not going to give him a hard time because come on, Mike.
Courtney and Nick meeting with Dr. Paz, or as they call her, Dr. Lisa.
Dr. Lisa.
Okay, what do y'all say? Do y'all say Dr. Lisa or Dr. Paz?
I say Dr. Lisa.
Of course you do.
Because I'm reading left to right. When it comes up on the screen, Dr. Lisa Paz. I just say Dr. Lisa. It's still accurate.
So if it was Miss, you'd be Miss Lisa?
If that's what came up on the screen every time her name came up, it said Miss Lisa, sure. Because it sounds like she wants to be called that.
Okay. Y'all, yeah, see, yeah, Dr. Lisa, I see that too. Joy says she calls her Dr. Lisa. Well, Courtney's there saying she shut down after the group session. Now, we know she shut down before that, but if this is her excuse, did you buy it?
No, not at all. And it's weird. She tends to do this tit for tat thing.
Yes.
That I was vulnerable and I said this. And all Nick said was, I shouldn't be, he's going to try to be more goofy around me. So he's not getting deep, trying to put it all on him that he's the problem. And the real problem is she has no physical attraction to the man that he is. She might look at him and say he's a good looking man, but she's not attracted to the type of man
right.
that he is. That's what it boils down to.
And then for Nick to say that he doesn't know where Courtney stands and that he feels like he's not wanted.
Yeah.
I thought I heard it as I was watching this, and I think it was a collective sound of, duh.
Yeah, we can tell you where she stands. She doesn't like you, Nick. Totally fine. Now, here's what's crazy. When they're talking about the sitting next to each other at the birthday deal, you know, Courtney says, look, my parents, you know, we were just at my mom's birthday thing, and they didn't sit beside each other. It's just not what we do. It's like, no, your parents have been together for decades.
Yeah.
So that's different than only 3 weeks. And I like how Dr. Lisa said, Courtney, keep in mind, what you've been doing in the past hasn't been working.
And your mom and your dad have earned the right to get the hell away from each other after decades.
After decades. Yeah, I don't have to sit by you. Been together 40 years. We're good.
I'll see you at the house. She.
Yeah.
Something to be says, when Courtney isn't being Cruella DeVille, she comes off as if she's being held hostage. Do you kind of get that too?
Well, I mean, think about how many times has she said when he tried to cuddle with her while she was sleeping?
Yes.
Just froze up. Yeah. That could feel like a hostage situation.
Maybe says, I wouldn't be vulnerable with her mean ass either. Meanwhile, Space Unicorns calls her toxic and a bad liar. Yeah, everything. It's bad. These two are bad because it's not going to work. And
it's not. Did you saw the kiss? She goes, I just want to kiss him right now. All that felt very performative.
Performative, yes.
Yeah, you don't really want to kiss him. No. And it was just a little peck. And that's fine. Whatever.
You remember when you said, oh, it looks like you said it's, oh, it looks like they're gonna make some progress by the previews leading into these, because you actually watched the previews to this one, which I'm surprised by.
This is why I don't.
Yeah, but
because you get disappointed.
I told you when I saw that didn't even look genuine.
Mm.
Yeah,
it was more than just a peck. At least it was two pecks.
KG says Nick is literally sitting there, so she gets a bad edit. She does. They're probably giving her a very nice edit compared to what she's actually doing and saying.
Yeah.
This is the way she tells everybody else about the cuddling thing would be enough to walk away. And he's just, Nick is playing dumb because he should have walked away. Sinan's fan says she looked disgusted by the kiss. Probably
yes. Does. Every time.
Speaking of being disgusted, Nikki and Sean. Did you buy this couch makeout session?
No, I didn't. I saw her on top of him. Mm-hmm. I saw him kissing her neck and shoulders. And you can't see her face, but all I can envision is her arms around his head, looking at her watch, and looking at the producer standing by the bedroom.
Remember, that was the camera with the night vision on. That was because they know the camera's there.
I know. I just don't see that as Nikki really wanting to. No. And if you're going to straddle me, you're going to kiss me. I'm just going to kiss you on your neck and that's it.
He got to grab some booty.
Okay.
Coach Run says, I saw better acting from Shaq in the movie Shazam. Damn. Joy, on the other hand, says, I think Nikki gets loose after drinking off camera.
Or she's just trying to get through it. Three more weeks. Shit.
One more bottle of wine.
Glug, 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 glug.
Speaking to the
head. Oh, Jesus, take the wheel. Coming, Sean. Damn it.
But see, okay, I'm with Millicent. I think they made some kind of agreement off camera, and that's why they did that on the couch. Because think about it. The way he was kissing on her shoulder, there's nothing romantic about that. He was just like, while I'm here, let me get you. He's probably whispering in his ear, stop fucking kissing me.
Just rise up. Cut the shit, Sean. This is not what we talked about.
I can see it. Mimi says, I would never straddle that horny man. That's how she ended with that proposition. Well, the next morning, he's like, hey, didn't you like the way I grabbed your booty? I need something in return. Look, let's say it again. Sean is a wild boy and is not afraid to ask for what he wants.
Yeah. So, come on, baby. Tie me up. I want you to do it. I want you to do it.
Yo, that's it. But she's like, oh, you can do solo. He's like, no, I want you to do it.
I want you to do it.
Something about that sounded creepy as hell.
Yeah. Grab the mic. Speak into it. Come on. Help me out.
Get the Mrs. Palmer's. Come on.
Yeah. Come on. That is crazy because the last time I might have asked, 13, 14? I'm just saying it's such a weird thing for Sean to ask. And this is why I think that Sean is purposely doing this to try to get her to quit or to freak her out. Because you wouldn't ask for something like that with someone that you've not had any type of sexual chemistry with. I mean, unless you're like Louis C.K. or something. I mean, you're not going to just whip it out and expect them to just grab on it and tug on it. It's crazy that he thinks this is okay to do. So I think he's doing this to really push Nikki out and push her away. I can't imagine he thinks this is game.
Marie says, that was gross seeing him in that towel. All I could think was that dry hoe bath. Hey, I used some water and I used some soap this time. Can you tighten the brother up? Why did he walk out there with no shirt on? She looked like she just came from the gym or was heading to the gym.
As if he thought she was going to come around that island and be like, fine.
get up on the countertop.
Get up on the countertop.
Breakfast is served.
Give me the palm olive. Give me the palm olive.
I'll have to save that one for story time. Nikki B says Sean doesn't know how to engage with women. Velvety Vice says, nah, he was serious. Yeah, he was very serious. Chocolate Suda. He gives me the yuck, not even the ick.
Yeah. Touch it, why don't you? Touch it, why don't you?
Like J.C. Walker said, the man just needed a release. He's like, I can watch porn and get the dopamine hit, but I want the natural, you know, like the no weave, no fake eyelashes.
I'd rather do it myself than have somebody begrudgingly just fine. Ugh. No, let me do it. I'm going to make sure it's great and it's enjoyable.
Yeah. That the fact that you have to ask like that.
Yeah.
Kelly says, poor Sean was hoping that marriage equals sex every day.
Well, it does in a lot of cases when they're attracted to you.
Yeah. Rhonda says he should have released himself in the shower. If he turned the water on, yes. And you
said, it's not safe. Your legs can get weak and you can slip. As a woman, you wouldn't understand. But as a guy, we know it's dangerous.
What'd you think of their little role play thing later that that night for the taste test? You ain't got no sense. Where he blindfolded her, fed her some food, almost tried to damn drown her with the whipped cream. Like, what the hell was he thinking? And then, you know, with the, you know, touching her around on her body with the different toys. What'd you think of this whole thing?
I thought it was interesting, and don't know if you caught this, but are you familiar with what rope play is?
No.
Okay, Sean is, because I saw that, and the way he tied her up, that's rope play. That's not just tie your hands. Mm-hmm. You tie your hand, look it up. But the fact that it was around her neck and her hands back here, so if she moves her hands, it gives a little rope play. It's rope bondage. She's into that.
You say she's into it?
Sorry, he's into that. Mm. Don't think she's into it. She was just like, is the camera crew still here? We're not by ourselves? Okay, fine. But he is into some rope play.
Marie says, Nikki got hog-tied on national TV.
Tell you.
And by the way, Mimi has a message for you. Says, we can slip too, Terrell. In the show.
True. I thought you just laid there and grabbed the nozzle. I thought that's what women did. You grab the nozzle and just let the water run.
After they come out of, he unties her. Releases her back into the wild. they start to have another conversation. I like that Nikki brings up this masturbation conversation and tells Sean she was caught off guard by the acceleration of the sexual progression that he wanted.
She used all those big words. That's how you know you ain't getting nothing. No, caught off guard.
She said, I told you, we not doing nothing. I said this at the beginning. I'm holding out till decision day. Because the day I leave on decision day, I'm going to go get some. She already told you this. Yeah. Why are you still trying?
I done told you. Yeah. What blew my mind, this is what I love, how they replay some tape.
Yeah.
Sean's trying to say, I never said
the wife
that, because I do think he gaslights Nikki, trying to make it sound like she didn't say something or he didn't say something when she heard him. Right. And so they played it back where he said, you know, as my wife, you know, I think it's your pretty much her responsibility to, if her husband has a need, for her to try to meet
top that. Off.
Yeah. That is just crazy that he thought that was okay to say.
Yeah, it is. But here's the thing. He tried to play saying that he didn't say it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the footage kind of shows that you didn't say the exact words. And he knows what he's doing, to your point. Mm-hmm. He's very careful in what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But as he's reimagining this conversation, It didn't help him any, did it?
No, not at all. And again, I don't know what his motive is, but it seems like his goal is to make Nikki look like the bad person.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's the adult in the room.
Right.
And Nikki stopped playing into it. That's why they're not fighting as much. Mm-hmm. And she's just playing into it. And he still is looking bad. He just doesn't realize it.
Right. No, that is a good point. It's these two. I like that they're trying to play up for the cameras. I say that just for the simple fact of, you know, it's entertaining to watch them try to lie because we know they're not making the progress they're trying to make us believe that they are.
Oh God, no, they're not.
Velvety Vice says he wants to start on OnlyFans. One more thing before we get out of here. I saw this. Lola put this up earlier. Said, I read somewhere that bodybuilders do small candy like suckers to get a sugary treat without a lot of calories. And she had said it was her favorite treat, the lollipops.
But everybody was eating the lollipops. It wasn't just her. So that's why I thought
her birthday, maybe it was. Why.
Right. But I thought it was maybe it was wee lollipops because people were doing it in the middle of dinner. Like, that's the part I thought was odd, that there's still food on the tables. Why are y'all doing lollipops right now and then going back to eating food?
By the way, Paris says, she agrees with you, says, I felt like he was gaslighting as well. She didn't repeat his words verbatim, but she got the essence because it wasn't his exact words. Here he goes. I never said that.
Right.
Yeah. Which is what he was going to do. And last thing here from Prime Napper. I almost read that completely differently. I honestly have to admit, I was genuinely shocked Nikki even allowed Harry Hobath to touch her in an intimate manner at all.
Mm-hmm.
That was...
Camera crew's in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she knows, hey, she had a good talking to from a producer. It's all good.
Just go with it. You look great. Just go with it.
We'll give you a good edit, please.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. All right, so tomorrow night, episode 11,
yep.
And then Sunday, we'll do episode 12, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
8-7 Central. We'll see you right back here. But before you leave, do us a favor. Please hit that like button. And if you're not subscribed, we're still trying to get to... Well, you know what? I'm going to shorten this. We're trying to get to 9,000 subs, okay? Mm-hmm. So do us a favor. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications.
Shout.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Justel, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's tomato. You think we clashing, nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.